I'm Nick Spazowski. I'm one of the pastors here, and we just love this service. I love this service every year. At the end of the college semester, college school year, we get to look back at what God has done this past calendar year, well, school year plus the summer. And it's just so cool. It's so fun to think about and look back, especially in light of the challenges we had this year. We had to innovate and do things we've never done before, try things, go virtual. You all pivoted so well, so often. I'll probably use that word one too many times. But overall, it's been a phenomenal year. And this service is just our chance to look back and thank the Lord and name some of these things together. This verse came to mind, Psalm 145, and we'll start in verse 3. It says, "Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation commends your works to another. They tell of your mighty acts," and that's what we're doing as well today. "They speak of your of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works." God has done some wonderful works this year. Verse 6, "They tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds." They celebrate your abundant goodness. Oh, what a great phrase. And that's what we're doing today, celebrating God's abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. Amen. Isn't that such a great, great verse, great passage for us today? And we have so much to celebrate. Ryan and Han did a great job touching on a few things and thanking you all. And I just want to highlight a number of other things. I want to also just highlight how many people just got involved and joined our church virtually that have never been to anything in person and might not otherwise have come to a service. But through kind of the technology that we have, that the Lord has blessed us with in our times, people have been able to get plugged into our community. And discipleship still happened despite some of the restrictions and challenges. Students and people in the city started leading home groups and D groups. We were able to provide a live stream every week, which is awesome. We had worship nights over Zoom. And any of you participate in some of those? That was unique and different and also fun. Any of you do some of virtual LT last summer? Anyone here do virtual LT? A few of you? Nice. Yeah, that was great. That was awesome. Also, something we've never done before. We had a spring break variety show. Wasn't that fun? A two-nighter. Thank you, Stephanie and Sarah Marie, for organizing that and your hours of work on that. That was so fun. It was so fun to see a lot of your all's talents highlighted in that. We had relationships that grew over Zoom with people that you'd never met before in person. This happened to me a couple times where someone I was talking to all semester over Zoom, I saw them in person and they had a mask on and I'd never seen like how tall they were or whatever and I didn't recognize them. So I had to kind of re-meet them. So some second meetings and then I realized, oh no, I know you. And that was fun. And I just heard, as I kind of brainstormed some of these with a few others, just people say over and over again, we grew in our love for Scripture as a church as well, that we had to cling to God's Word in these challenging times, and we grew in our love for Scripture. And there are also prayer meetings. Anyone do a prayer meeting over Discord or Zoom? That was a unique experience, but really fun and awesome to still get to pray together and persevere in prayer in that way. In terms of just some of the things that we saw as well that weren't virtual, we had two outdoor services that we kicked off the school year. Remember that? We've never done that to kick off a school year before, but we hosted a couple outdoor services for new people to check out our church, and there's a ton of work that went into that. We had our first outdoor baptism service at the Huron River at Gallup Park. That was so awesome. 7 people got baptized there. We have 3 more getting baptized later in this service for 10 people getting baptized this year, which is awesome. We had a child dedication service, which we weren't quite sure if we were going to be able to do that at all this year with just some of the restrictions and everything, but we were able to do that with 4 families earlier this year, and we've got a few more next week as well, so come back and join us for that. We saw 9 people that we know of cross over from death to life, accept Jesus as the Lord and Savior. Yeah, that's worth praising and clapping for. How awesome and amazing is that? And that's through the testimony of you all, what Jesus has done in your life and through looking to Jesus' gospel. We had 2 amazing interns this year, Julia, Matt, Joe. Thank you so much for interning. It was so awesome to have your help. We had 2 new staff come on, Josiah, and Matt Joe is turning that internship into staff. So excited to welcome them on. Ryan and Hannah mentioned this. We had two kick-butt high school directors, and Josh and Carly as well, that we really appreciated stepping in for Chelsea. So thank you so much. One other thing that just has blown us away, us elder minister team as well, is you all have continued to give consistently, whether you're joining a person or the live stream or through home groups or whatever way you're joining us and being part of our community. Our tithe has been consistent all year round. It hasn't dropped at all, which we're so thankful for. I've talked to a number of pastors and churches, and that is not the norm for most churches out there. So thank you for continuing to give and sacrifice. We really appreciate it so much. In addition to that, we had our innovation and revitalization project in December, and you all gave to that, and that was fully funded. So thank you so much for that as well. As a result of that, we were able to upgrade a lot of our live stream equipment. We were able to start a media studio in the building next door, which is so cool, so exciting. Hopefully we'll be able to do podcasts and interviews and things that we can get out to you soon. And we started a demo on some bathrooms as well in this building. So we got some new bathrooms on the way. We'll see how long that takes, but they're coming. They're coming. In addition to that, we had a number of justice and community service initiatives that we took this year that we tried to as best as we could with some of the limitations that we had. And Ryan Hand mentioned this too. We had three blood drives where 77 pints of blood were given, which is awesome. I learned that one pint equals one donor. They're not supposed to take more than a pint. So that was 77 people, if I've done my math right. That gave 77 donors. Many of them were from our church and from our greater community. So we're able to host people in our church that have never been here before, which is so awesome. So a special shout out to Jessica Bransky for helping to organize all that. Really appreciate your hard work on that. She asked me to thank Rick, Jack, Chris, Amy, Grace, Joel, Josh, Jason, Natalie, and Amanda for being super volunteers at our drives. Thank you so much. We're able to also serve with a local warming shelter at a church in town as well, which was really cool, really awesome, something we've never done before, but they just had a need for volunteers just with COVID and just people being more cautious, which makes sense. And so a lot of you, though, stepped up and in faith went to that church and hosted and were able to help them have more hours open for warming shelters for those in need to get out of the cold, which is so cool, so awesome. And this year, we partnered with the church and began a relationship with Christian Love Fellowship in Ypsilanti to do monthly food drives with them for people in need as well. And a number of you served in that way. A number of home groups got involved, families got involved, students got involved. I just went to it yesterday. It was so fun. Their pastor there, Pastor Harold, says, "You all are family now." And every time he says it, he said it like multiple times to me. I have to pause and be like, "Don't cry, Nick. Don't cry. It's okay. It's a good thing." It's just so cool, so awesome. We also were able to do a December toy drive with them too to give out toys to those in need, which was so fun. New Life Kids made around 200 holiday cards to give out to the elderly. We partnered with Meals on Wheels and Ypsilanti to give those cards out and be a little bit of a light to the elderly who've been really sequestered during this time, which is so cool. Yeah. We did a backpack drive in the fall. 37 backpacks were given to a community center in Southeast Ann Arbor, which was so awesome. We did our jingle run that we've done every year in the summer to raise money for holiday meals and Thanksgiving and Christmas. We continue to support 7 missionaries overseas in El Salvador and through an organization in Kenya and in Bosnia as well. So cool. Yeah, awesome. We also put our benevolence fund in front of you all, and you all gave generously to our benevolence fund. We saw more funds given to that than ever before. We were able to give out thousands of dollars to people in need inside the church, and we also expanded to some needs that we found out outside our church community as well and gave generously from that. So, okay, that's my list. I'm sure there's plenty more. I'm sure there's plenty of things that we could also share that didn't come across my mind for whatever reason. But thank you so much. Thank you for your sacrifice. Thank you for laying down your lives. Thank you for being the light of Christ in a dark time. It's a dark time. It still is for a lot of people. So thank you. Keep serving. Keep laying it down. It is worth it. It is good. And Jesus sees it and is so proud of you all for all that you have done with his help, right? Amen? Awesome.